Welcome to episode 54 of The 5-Minute Investor, the podcast where we break down stocks at the heart of two stories shaping your investing week. I'm Trevor Abbess.
And I'm Ricky Lee, standing in for Jonathan this week. Each week, we bring one stock, one headline, and one reason investors should care.
This week, we're digging deeper into two mining stocks tracking high-conviction operations, including assets with blue-sky potential that make a strong case for value given gold's recent price correction. The yellow metal has fallen below $5,000 per ounce in response to central bank selling and the prospects of higher interest rates to quell inflation related to the U.S.-Israel and Iran war, while maintaining strong long-term prospects given heightened geopolitical tension. Ricky, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Trevor. The stock I've been looking at is Cameo Resources, CREO, on the Canadian Securities Exchange. It's a junior gold explorer focused on the Lake Victoria goldfields in Tanzania, which is one of the most historically productive gold regions in Africa.
Hey, Ricky, I gotta know, what's the story here?
Well, this is very much an early stage exploration story, but in a proven district. And that's the key distinction here. The Lake Victoria goldfields has produced tens of millions of ounces historically, with majors like Barrick operating in the region as well. So Cameo isn't exactly trying to prove gold exists there. It's trying to prove how much it has. And what stood out to me, especially from my interview with the CEO last week, is that management is really positioning the company to move quickly on exploration with a renewed leadership team just announced, including the CEO himself. So you've got a company entering what could be a more active phase at a time when gold itself is still trading near historically strong levels, even after this recent pullback that you mentioned.
And how is that pullback affecting stocks like Cameo?
Well, for junior explorers like Cameo, it creates an interesting setup. They tend to lag during uncertainty, but when sentiment turns, they can move much more aggressively than the underlying commodity itself. So a dip in gold can actually open the door for investors to get exposure to high upside names at lower valuations.
And the question of the hour is, what is the stock looking like right now?
Well, it's been fairly flat recently, trading around the 25-cent level after a dip earlier in February. Looking at the last few months, you can see a spike in volume around mid-February when the stock dropped kind of closer to 20 cents. And since then, it stabilized and started to base. That's pretty typical behavior for a junior explorer. Sharp moves on news or sentiment followed by consolidation while the market waits for the next catalyst. And right now, the catalyst is likely going to be exploration updates or further strategic direction under the new leadership team.
Okay, put it all together for me, Ricky. How should investors think about a stock like Cameo?
Well, this is definitely on the higher risk, high reward end of the spectrum. You're not buying cash flow, you're buying potential. But what makes it interesting is the combination of three things: a proven gold district, a refreshed management team, and a macro environment where gold is still fundamentally strong. If gold moves higher again, juniors like this tend to act as leverage plays on the price. So for investors who believe in the gold story but want something with more upside than the majors, Cameo fits into that speculative allocation. Now, Trevor, you've got another gold name, but I think you're going slightly bigger on market cap and a bit further along the development curve.
That's right, Ricky. Today, I'm going to be profiling Nevada King Gold, ticker NKG, on the Venture Exchange. A junior miner who, unlike Cameo, has delivered an initial resource estimate for its flagship Atlanta project, granting investors a much clearer idea about valuation.
So what's the Atlanta project all about, Trevor?
Its main draw, as we hinted at, is a more than 1.1 million ounce resource estimate published in 2025, which represents almost $5 billion US in commodities in the ground at the current price per ounce. That's more than 46 times Nevada King's market cap at the time of writing. With a de-risked path to market, thanks to more than a decade of historical gold and silver production in 1975 through 1985, as well as base case gold and silver prices for the resource estimate at a substantial discount to current prices per ounce, there's no confusion about why established producer Centerra Gold recently took a $10 million stake in the company.
And are there any near-term catalysts investors should know about?
Well, proceeds from the $16 million private placement Centerra participated in will go towards regional and reconnaissance exploration across the Atlanta project, And with more than 100,000 meters in recent and historical drilling, plus historical mine workings to guide the company's efforts, the chances of positive news flow are high. Numerous assays from Phase 4 drilling initiated in December also remain pending.
So when it comes to that recent gold pullback that you mentioned at the top there and Nevada King stock, how should listeners lay out the investment thesis?
The dislocation is quite pronounced, I think, with Nevada King stock giving back more than half of its value since inception in 2021, despite delivering year after year of positive drill results that yielded a more than million ounce estimate just last year. And with the Silver Park discovery coming to light in May 2025, suggesting the Atlanta resource is part of a much larger mineralized system, Nevada King is positioned, in my opinion, to continue generating operational leverage beyond fluctuations in the gold price.
Well, thank you for that, Trevor. As always, you can find links to the articles from today's episode in the show notes and more investing insights on stockhouse.com.
And you can find the 5-Minute Investor on Spotify, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Stockhouse, or wherever finer podcasts are found. This podcast is produced in partnership with Cameo Resources, Inc. and Nevada King Gold Corp. and is intended for informational purposes only. For full disclaimer information, please visit stockhouse.com/disclaimer.